You know, I'm just excited to be here, just working hard and, you know, just trying to learn as much as I can and go out there and compete and just get better every day.
What do you think the Patriots saw in you and made them want to get out?
I guess just my explosiveness, I guess, and just what I could add to the team. And I'm just excited to learn and just get better each day. And, nothing's guaranteed, so we just got to keep running every day.
I watched some of your highlights, and they're crazy. Why didn't you get more touches last year at Oklahoma?
I really don't know. Just unfortunate, but I'm just glad to be here. And Patriots gave me an opportunity, and I'm taking full advantage of it. I'm just excited to be a part of this team.
Is that somewhere maybe you feel like you're more fresh than maybe another running back that carried the load?
I don't really know how fresh other running backs are. I just know, you know, that I'm fresh and I'm just excited to be here and just trying to take the necessary things to take care of my body, eating right, getting into hot tub, cold tubs, and just doing everything that the strength coach asked me to do. So.
Did you play some slot receiver?
I played a little bit, not much. I was spotted there a little bit, but you know, I can play it, but I'm excited just to be here and learn whatever position they asked me to play.
What's your mentality when you get into the open field? You mentioned your highlights, I've seen some of those too. You seem like a pretty creative guy with the ball. So what's your mentality when you have the ball?
Just score, you know, break a long one and just be explosive with the ball in my hands no matter where I'm at. And that's just kind of my mentality, so.
You mentioned the word excited. Are you nervous about what's to come?
I'm not nervous at all. I'm just, you know, to get to this point, you know what I mean? You've had to do something right in your life, you know what I mean? And I'm just excited just to learn and just become the best player that I can be here.
Thank you. How much can some of the veterans help you with that process?
A lot. You know, they were in our shoes not too long ago. You know, some have been here longer than others, but, you know, they can just tell you the ins and outs on what to do and what not to do. Mostly tell you what not to do, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's just excited to be here and just to be around the veterans, and they've been so laid back and just cool to be around, so.
What kind of player are the Patriots going to have here in New York?
A very exciting player, a player that's going to make a lot of plays, and just excited to learn. And we've only been here for 3 days, you know, a lot of things to continue to learn, so I'm just trying to get into my playbook and just learn the best that I can.
What was your contact with them like before the draft and everything? Did you any visits or workouts?
No visits at all. Just you know, just kind of took it day by day, and you know, just throughout the draft, I guess the Patriots was just kind of in contact and was just interested. And when the draft ended, it was kind of like a good fit for me. So
you didn't meet with any teams at all?
No.
Well.
So you got number 29 there. The guy who wore that number here last year is about 6'2" and, you know, 260 pounds or something.
Yeah.
A little different look.
Yeah.
But what are maybe some of the advantages that your size gives you out on the field?
You know, I can be spotted pretty much anywhere on the field. You know, I'm very explosive. I can catch. And I'm just excited to learn and just be in whatever position that I can be in to help this team win. So I'm just excited about that.
Did you ever get frustrated at that down there, not getting the touches you probably deserved?
Not really. I just took it in stride and knew there was like a greater purpose and something with great was going to happen. And I'm here, you know what I mean? And I'm working hard.
Does that kind of put a chip on your shoulder at all?
You know, I feel like you should play with a chip on your shoulder regardless, you know, if he was a first rounder or a seventh rounder or undrafted, you know, because in this league, it's so competitive, it's so talented, everyone's talented. So if you don't have that edge mentally and just physically every day that you come, you know, come into to your workplace, then someone's going to have an advantage on you. So you want to, you know, stay hungry.
Some of the other guys have said it feels like freshman year in college again, just kind of in your organization. Is that how it kind of feels like for you?
Not really. I mean, we're just, our mentality, my mentality is different. You know, I'm older, just have a different mentality. I mean, we're professionals now, and we have to carry ourselves that way on and off the field. And, you know, we just have to be humble and respectful and do the little things and everything that the Patriots organization tells us to do. So.
Sorry if someone's asked you this already, but was it ever frustrating in college not getting a ton of opportunities?
Not really. I mean, we won a lot of games at Oklahoma. It was just great to be a part of the Big 12 championships and to be a part of that win that we had in the Sugar Bowl. But, you know, it was just exciting to win a lot of games. A lot of teams aren't fortunate to win. And that's what you want to play the game for, is to win. So,
as a smaller guy, I guess, what position do you expect to play in the NFL? Is it wide receiver? Is it running back? Is it returner, special teams?
Pretty much anything. Slot receiver, halfback. you know, kickoff return, punt return, just, you know, explosive, you know, positions where the, you know, the ball can be in my hands. And I'm just excited to just learn. It's a lot that I need to learn that I didn't get taught, you know, that, you know, our coaches are teaching us now.
It
was just, it was kind of crazy because I wasn't really hearing a lot. You know, my agent was just telling me just to stay patient, stay calm. You know, everything's gonna be okay. And you know, when the Patriots called, they were my favorite team since I was like little, and it was just a perfect fit. It was just like my agent really didn't consider any other teams, and I guess she knew the Patriots for a while, and she was like, "This is a perfect fit for you." And, you know, I was just excited to get here and learn.
The draft ended on Saturday, yeah. And here you are 5 days later. You're in Foxborough. It must be kind of a whirlwind for you. Can you just talk about what the past week has been like for you?
It's been an adjustment. I'm a military kid, so I've moved around a lot. So it's kind of, you know, I'm used to moving and meeting new people and just pretty much seeing new faces and trying to get acclimated with other people's systems and how they do things. So, you know, it hasn't really been too crazy. I found out I had to leave the next day. At least they gave me that night to kind of chill with my family. But, you know, it was all business. Like, I knew that this was the time and it was just time to get out here and learn. So, it's excited.
What made you a Patriots fan growing up?
I don't know. I guess the colors and just the, you know, the Patriot on the side of the helmet is just so classic, you know what I mean? So it was just, and I guess just when Tom Brady took over, you know, just kind of like, wow, like he was an exciting player to watch. So it was cool.
Who were some of the early players or early Patriots teams you remember as a kid?
I really don't know. Any other teams, I just know that I'm on this team and I'm just trying to win with this team that we have now.
Is there anybody?
You haven't started working with them yet, but what will it be like, do you think, to maybe catch a pass from Tom Brady or get the handoff after watching him as a young guy?
I don't know. I'm to a point now. I mean, he's a great player. I've watched him since I was a kid. But, you know, you have to really just let all that slide and just really just focus on becoming a great player to help this team, because it's like we're on the same team now. We're trying to win a championship. So,
you missing your military kid. Both parents, dad, mom. Can you tell us a little bit about their background? What, you know, what they did?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
This team's actually had like some of the smaller third down back slot receivers, Welker, Danny Woodhead. Are any of those guys kind of players that you've modeled your game after a little bit?
I really don't model my game after anyone but me. You know, I look up to guys in the league, but, you know, I'm my own player and I'm trying to make my own way and my own trademark. So it's cool.
Is it easier transition knowing that you have three rookie backs and, you know, you get to spend a little more time with them off the field studying and stuff like that?
We're all in the same kind of situation. We're all just trying to learn the system. It's a lot to learn, and we're all just trying to just feed off each other and encourage each other. But we know that it's it's competition, so we're just trying to learn.
You know, at your pro day, you had some pretty good numbers there. It seems like you're a strong guy. How much pride do you take in that? Is that something you feel like you have to do, given your size?
I guess the NFL is filled with, you know, all types of sizes and talents and speed and strength, you know what I mean? But just being a smaller guy, I guess, you know, I just have to take pride in that, you know what I mean? And just taking the physicality of the game and what I'm about to go through. So, you know, I take pride in the weight room, so it's exciting.
Feel like you might benefit at all from hiding behind. They drafted some big offensive linemen here. Is that something that we just noticed, or is that something that you try to take advantage of when you're out there?
You got to take advantage of anything that you can get, you know. So that comes with anything, as a player, as a reporter, just whatever. So
now that you're here, what kind of expectations do you have?
Just trying to learn. I mean, the more I learn, the more my expectations are going to get higher, because I'm just going to expect more out of myself because I'm learning the material. So, you know, that's all, man. We've only been here for 3 days, so we haven't even got to real practicing yet, you know what I mean? So we're just trying to learn.